This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. We see him on TV and in the movies, but what does an angel of God really look like? Here's Dr. Davis.
Let's talk about the description of this messenger in the first three verses. We know that in the first three verses that he is clothed with a cloud. The angel is robed in that which is always associated with a deity, a cloud. And we know that God has been associated with clouds in many points in Scripture, so we're just going to survey that. If you go to Exodus 19:9, God came down in a thick cloud on Mount Sinai. If you go to Exodus chapter 16, verse 10, the Israelites followed a cloud by day and a fire by night. In Exodus chapter 24, verse 15, and in chapter 34, verse 5, the Lord spoke to Moses in a cloud. In Acts 1, verse 9, Christ ascended to heaven in a cloud. In Revelation 1, verse 7, his return will be on a cloud. And in Psalms 104, verse 3, the clouds are the chariots of God. We see this messenger crowned with a rainbow. The rainbow is associated with the throne of God, and we know that by having read Revelation chapter 4, verse 3. Also, we know that the rainbow was associated with the covenant after the flood, which God made to never destroy the earth with water, in Genesis 9, verse 13. We see this messenger is covered with glory. The angel's shining face fits the face of Jesus Christ, and we know that in Matthew chapter 17, verse 2. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. So this is showing Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. We see that his face is filled with light again in Revelation chapter 1, verse 16. And he, in his right hand, had seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun, shining in its strength. In Malachi 4:2, the Lord is the Sun of Righteousness, the Sun, S-U-N, of Righteousness. And we know that he is carried on feet like pillars of fire. Like pillars of fire are similar to the feet of Christ that are mentioned in Revelation chapter 1, verse 15. His feet were like fine brass, as it is refined in a furnace, and his voice like the sound of many waters. But let's get into the deeds of the messenger. You know, first we talked about how he was adorned, how he was dressed, what he appeared like. But let's look at the deeds of the messenger in verses 2 through 3. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. Notice that the angel of Jehovah is holding the open book. Last time we saw a book in Revelation was the seven sealed book in the hand of God, the title Deed to the Earth. Here we see the same book, but it is now opened in his hand since the seven seals have been removed. He's standing from the sea to the earth. One foot is in the sea, the other foot is on land, which really shows his sovereignty over the earth. The book as the sign of being the rightful heir, the sovereign king. And what we picture here is Christ's inheritance for death on the cross.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.